Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. And as always, we have a marvelous topic, and we have actually a wonderful guest chef that's going to be joining us tonight. I'm so excited about that. But let's go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy Frost, on. Amy, how are you tonight?
I'm fantastic. I'm very excited about tonight.
Yahoo! Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be launching another book in our cafe book club, and we have the author, Miss Anna Weber. Anna, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic.
She's doing fantastic. We're awesome, fantastic, and fabulous. Okay, there we go. I think we've got them all covered now. So tonight we're going to be talking to Anna, and she's going to be telling us about a book that we're going to be doing in the cafe again, which is called Passion, Spirit, and Purpose. It's the three formulas to introduce the Doxa method that is here to improve you to love your life. And I love that. I love that. What if you already think you love your life, Anna? What is it going to be that much more?
Well, I think it's just basically, it's a process. Loving your life is something that's actually endless because life is full of choices and changes and challenges. And I think embracing it is just something that is for the long duration. It's not something that can, you know, come to a stop or to a halt. It's a continued and a flowing way of looking at life, embracing life, and really learning and teaching through life, I would say.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. Well, Anna, she's an author of 16 books and has once again brought this valuable book with her latest, which is this Passion, Spirit, and Purpose. And from Romania to Israel to the United States, she has, her and her mom have had this hardship, beloved hardship, a journey of achievements. And boy, I'd love you to get into that a little bit. And how old is your mom now? Because like it says in the book that your mom was coming up on 100th birthday.
Well, my mom is really such an inspiration to me. She is like, she never complained. She's turning on October 25th. She's going to be 100. And it's very interesting, ladies, because my mom said that about 25 years ago, when in Italy with my son, there were three generations. My mom turned 75, and she said, we're walking through the streets there in Sorrento, the Amalfi Coast, and she said, she turned around, she heard some music, and she said, you know what, I'm making a promise to myself and to you guys. I'm going to be here for the 100. And you know what,
wow.
that whole manifestation And yeah, she's going to be 100, and she's still very, very sharp and very acute, and she knows what she wants to eat, and she knows what she doesn't want to eat. So it's quite amazing, and I think it's just, it's contributed to her attitude, to her, you know, loving her life regardless of what was going on, and just really being grateful, like she says, I'm grateful for life, as bare as it may be. It's still life. It's still amazing.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's so great. You know, and I just love that we're getting into just a wonderful time that you're getting, turning 100, and people go, oh, yeah, they're turning 100. You know what I mean? It just seems to be that much more of a norm for people. I mean, with my flower shop, it's not uncommon for me to have somebody calling up, and they're like 75 years, 80 years old, and they're sending flowers to their mom.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah. Or, you know, the other way around, you know, you've got a 90-year-old and she's sending, you know, flowers to her daughter and she's turning 75 or something.
Yeah,
like that, you know?
Exactly.
You're like, wow,
yeah.
That's just so great.
Yeah, there's more longevity and there's a whole different, you know, way of living. I mean, years ago, people at nine, my mom's grandfather lived to 93 or 94 and they thought that he was the most unusual thing in the world. So, yeah, it's quite exceptional.
So, you know, with this book, you're talking about the Doxa method. And how did you come up with that? And how is that really running through this new book of yours with Passion, Spirit, and Purpose?
Well, interesting. That's a great question. Well, as I mentioned earlier, life is just full of obstacles, challenges, and just life. It has many facets and many colors. I was about a few months before I started writing this book. Actually, a few friends and my hubby said to me, "Well, you want to write something else? Maybe you need to write something else." And I said, "You know, it's just not in me. I don't have anything at the moment to write." Well, the Doxa method, the passion, spirit, purpose, actually, I was sitting at my desk and I had a broken finger. My middle finger on my left hand was broken. I was wearing a splint and some kind of a small cast. And I wasn't supposed to move it. And as I was eating my sandwich, all of a sudden this voice just came and said, "Write something." And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And the first sentence was to my mother for her 100th birthday. I'm dedicating this to my mom. And as I was writing this, it just was a flow of words and basically events and feelings and emotions just started pouring down on paper. I couldn't stop writing. I wrote for about a month. Came up with 160 pages. And then I just realized, I'm like, whoa, what really happened here? Well, I think of most of my life, I've lived the Doxa method, but, you know, it took me so long to really acknowledge or recognize it. It's almost like a relationship. You have like a 25 years marriage, and all of a sudden you realize, oh, my God, I'm having the greatest partner here, right here next to me. So really, the Doxa stands for D for desire, O for outstanding, X for Xing out the impossible. And the A stands for allowing yourself to be you. Don't judge. Don't be hard on yourself. Don't be punishing yourself. Really having more of a free liberty to really flow with life. So I think I've always practiced the Doxa method. And obviously the introduction to the Doxa method is of the ABC formula, A for attract, B for believe, and C for create. So those, when you're activating, basically, it's like the law of attraction. You're activating these formulas. You're reaching the Doxa method. And by it's almost like a wheel turning around and spinning around. Then, of course, by living this each and every day and practicing it and being authentic and genuine about it, you elevate your passion. You ignite your spirit. It just kind of glows. And, of course, you basically follow your purpose, because you see your purpose in front of you and you really are so jazzed about it and so connected with it that regardless of what the purpose might be at one stage in your life, you basically follow it and flow with it. And it's all very much interconnected. So it's not like you do one thing. It all becomes like a real spinning, you know, of the wheel and you're not really spinning it backwards or getting stuck. You're spinning it forward. And sometimes it's a slower motion, because I tell people it's sitting in your life vehicle and really driving your life vehicle. So you're spinning it sometimes a little bit slower. Sometimes there's a little bit less of a motion. Sometimes it's a little bit faster. But the beauty of it is that you're flowing with it and the Doxa is really building a dialogue with your mind and being comfortable to ask yourself questions and reach step inside of you and finding that void. And by asking the questions, you transforming and replacing the void with a voice. And when that happens, then your choices are impacted by that voice. And life is all about choices. And when the choice is becoming more suitable and more comfortable, and even if you're used to it, you have a certain familiarity, and all of a sudden there's such an unfamiliarity. But that familiarity might be very, very unkind to you. So you walk into that change, and then you make that choice, and you're really feeling good. It's like fresh air, like going to a beautiful walk on the beach with your best friend. I mean, you just feel like you're breathing all over again. That's what the Doxa stands for. So it's just a way of life of, yes, igniting your passion, elevating your spirit, and following your purpose. And like it says in the book, if you don't have a purpose, it's like you have an empty bowl that's you know, always empty. You have a purpose. You fill it up with your purpose and your intentions.
Well, I love it too, because within the book, you know, you're talking about that, about, you know, life being, you know, this empty bowl if you don't have a sense of purpose. So how is this passion, spirit, and purpose helping us to, you know, like some people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is. You know, how can
phenomenal.
We know that the book's going to help with that?
That's phenomenal. And you know, Robin, that's a brilliant question, because as we get older and we get caught up with life, and life can be very overwhelming and quite busy, what really happens, our passion seed gets somewhat depleted, and we are just so much caught in that wheel of life that we really don't design any kind of a purpose. So people say, well, I don't know what my purpose is, and that's correct, and that's very applicable to so many people. However, when you introduce the attract and believe and the create, the three formulas to lead you to the Doxa method, to be able to ask yourself questions and really connect with yourself, what really happens in our fast-paced society, we really don't make time to really connect with the person in you, because that's the person that goes with you everywhere and anywhere. And what really happens is so often we run away from ourselves, because so often we don't like ourselves. We don't love ourselves, we don't love our lives, and we don't like ourselves at all. So it all stems from us, from within, you know, that inner seed that each and every person has from the moment they're born until the moment they're physically no longer here. But that seed is what we really need to get in touch with and understand it. And also, most importantly, in the process, we learn how to clean the soil and really prepare and really plant the seeds so we can get, you know, great fruits and rewards. So if we don't tap inside and get to know ourselves, that's why in the end of the book I have an appendix of questions and statements that can stimulate people's mind to kind of ignite that connection with yourself, to building that dialogue. So that is phenomenal, because that's basically the foundation, the blueprint to really reaching that higher passion and of course the impacting your spirit, which is all that's to do with energy, and of course you finding your purpose, because you are so excited about things and you're so much more enthused that the purpose, actually, instead of looking for it and fighting for it, it comes to you. All of a sudden you're discovering, oh, you know what? Maybe I'd like to work with children in Africa, or I'd like to, whatever that purpose might be, anywhere from wanting to lose 10 pounds or doing something, you know, huge with the world, regardless, and anywhere in between, you're finding some type of a purpose. It's not one size fits all, and it's not to judge someone, oh, your purpose is weak, your purpose is not meaningful. So that person is very precious, and because it mm-hmm. keeps them really... There's something that ignites that whole being, so that's how it works. So it's just a very, very good place to start to really, you know, get to where you would like to get with less stress and less overwhelming sensation.
Yeah, I love that. It's just always just really just following what's in your excitement.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a very small example. I think this was very. I didn't go to the office yesterday. I went to the office today, and somehow everything was kind of wrong. It's a perfect technology. The internet didn't work. This didn't work. That. And for a moment, I kind of caught myself, and I said, wait, what's my choice here? Maybe to go outside for a little walk and just kind of breathe out the air, or sit under the tree and take a little something to eat, or just really get anxious about it. And I said, hey, guys, let's just turn this around. Maybe we need a few minutes break. Don't worry about it. Let's first just breathe in and breathe out. You know what? It made such a difference, because you were so codependent on technology. We're so caught up on, you know, my God, if you don't have a cell phone for a few minutes, you think like you lost your best friend. So many years ago, not that long ago, we didn't have cell phones. I remember going to a payphone to call and so forth. So again, it has us. But what do we have as far as that nourishing, the choice, that feeling that, wait a minute, it's okay. we'll make the best of it. This is also not something that's disturbing us. It's something that perhaps is rebuilding us. You know, we can take it one way or we can take it the other way.
Mm, yeah, I love that, because that's one thing that you were saying in the book, that, you know, it's those, you know, that making that choice and having a different choice mm-hmm. in the way you're going to move forward. So
right,
that's just
right,
great. So,
exactly.
So technology is now working for us. Okay, we can move forward.
Fans are not against us. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
So something I'd really want to dive in here and say, Anna is amazing in general.
Oh,
and
thank you.
You're welcome. And I'm just being honest. So I know a lot of people who have written best-selling books, and that's all great, but a lot of them don't walk their talk, and does. And that is why I'm so excited to bring this book to the book club, this material to our readers, our viewers, our listeners. And I have four little sisters. Robin's my middle sister, and I'm honored to have them, and I am honored to have Anna as my adopted big sister. And
by choice, right?
By choice, exactly. And that's all about.
She's going to clarify that one. By choice,
you're right. And we're just coming off of doing Frentimacy. We finished that a couple weeks ago with Shasta mm-hmm. Nielsen, and mm-hmm. our friendship means the world to me. And bringing wow. this information to others helps. And what I love about this is I want to invite women, certainly men too, but certainly women, to get a group of friends together and do this mm-hmm. book together. And so that's yeah. what we're going to be doing, is inviting, because there's the magic to doing it with people who care about you and who are
right.
willing to be honest with you about what they see and what they don't see. So
right.
I want to talk a little bit about doing that process. Something that I want people to do is, we're going to start the book mm-hmm. next week, so please go. You can go on to transformation-cafe.com and get the book from there, and get a journal that you'll use mm-hmm. as we go through the book together. And I recommend mm-hmm. you can listen certainly live with us and join us in the conversation, or you can listen later and talk with your friends about it. But have that journal, get ready. I'm encouraging Anna to do a workbook, because I think that'll be really helpful to really mm-hmm. incorporate mm-hmm. the information. But for now, you certainly can do that with your own journal. And each week we'll make sure to have questions for you to ponder for the next week. We've divided it up. We're going to start officially next week with chapters 1 and 2, and then mm-hmm. we're going to be going through September 27th. And mm-hmm. Anna, we're hoping you will join us as we tie it all together and celebrate on the 27th. And, of course, you're welcome to join us anytime that you'd like. We'll be doing it every Tuesday starting next week.
Yes, that would be phenomenal. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
so
I'm really
Robin
looking forward to all that.
Ready to do it? You ready to do it, Robin?
I'm ready. I've kind of sneaked a peek. I kind of already looked at chapters 1 and 2, and I'm looking forward to really talking about that next week, and just letting people know, you know, it is very, very, you know, it's one of those things when something is simple, you look at it and say, you know, wow, could it be that simple? And it is. And it's so profound. It's like, to me, spirit always works in ways that are just so simple. That when you look at that, and as being able just to commit yourself and being authentic with yourself and others who you're willing to share the information with, how profound, how deep and sweet and rich you can go so quickly. So I think that's just something, you know, I love how you have spirit as a part of the title with, you know, passion, spirit, and purpose, because it's that beautiful thread that really just ties everything together with, you know, and I love, you know, empowering you to love your life. Because, you know, there's mm-hmm. just so much to love. You know, here we're, you know, if you listen to the media and all these different things that are going on every day, you know, I talk to my friends and stuff about that every day. And I just said, there's so many things to be grateful for. There's so many wonderful things in the world that
right.
if we just paused for a moment and like just, you know, took our fingers and 10 things I'm grateful or I'm amazed about today. And boy, you know, double or triple the amount of hands just to be able to go through everything all day. So that's just that level of, you know, the simple gratitudes of life. You know, I have all my senses. I'm able to enjoy my family. You know, I have a warm, comfortable bed. You know, I have other people around me that I know that love and care about me. I mean, you know, you just go on and on and on, have rampages of appreciation.
Right.
So it's very, very easy to do once we kind of practice it with one another. It's a great way to be able to, you know, be moving with all that kinds of stuff. So, anything with the book that, you know, with somebody coming into the book and not really knowing what it's about that you'd really like them to know about, Anna?
Well, I'm glad you covered quite a bit, Amy. And, you know, passion, spirit, purpose, what it is that when you follow and you flow with your purpose and you really live your purpose, it's impacting your spirit and it's affecting you, and your passion gets elevated. So they all work so together. And, of course, when your spirit is high and you make a choice of really, like you said, embrace life and embrace the blessings that we have and look at the have instead of the lack. Because we're so abundant here. I come from a communist country. I've lived under different circumstances. I've been homeless at 10. I was out on the streets. I didn't really have food to eat for quite a few weeks. So I know what it is, and it's not coming from a place of, you know, sorry or a place of resentment or a place of anger or a place of shortage. On the contrary, it comes from really learning how to be grateful. And I think one of the most profound messages in this book is that we every single day we have a choice, give in, give up, or give more. And I always choose to give more. And we all have so much to give, whether it's a little bit of our time, a little bit of our energy, perhaps a little financial support for someone, or just a kind word, or just hugging someone and saying, okay, you're feeling this, it's okay, I validate how you feel. It's regardless of how it gets expressed, it is so important not to give up and not to give in. That giving more is really activating that law of attraction. And people, when they expected the least, like I say it in the book, it's not always coming back to you immediately. It doesn't come back to you in a certain fashion that perhaps you expected at first. But you know what? It comes back with just that notion in the morning that it's a new day, it's a new life, and let me embrace it. I mean, that says it all. And so that's basically what I would like to share with listeners, that the choice is ours, and it's not always easy. I will never, claim that's always been perfect or it's always been, smooth. No, but I catch myself and I say, no, wait a minute, don't go that way. You know, go back. That's not the right. And when people also ask me, you pray, you meditate. How do you know your prayers are really answered? I mean, how do you get the feedback when you see that? You're having challenges in your life. I said, prayers are really answered. Not always in the same format, not always in the same, situation or in the same expectation. They answer because when the choice is kind, and like Amy said, even concentrating on the blessings and the kindness and the giving in the world, then what really happens, we feel at ease without, we have a peace of mind. And when you have a peace of mind, guess what? You're much more passionate about life, your spirit is higher than before, and somehow you don't stir away from your purpose. And you really stand, but 10,000 people can tell you, why are you doing that? It doesn't matter. Because it's when you feel that it's positive, when you feel that it's helpful, when you feel that it's really making a change in the world, you basically stand on that and you believe in it and you follow it.
That's so wonderful. That's so wonderful. It's like, don't you want to go out and get that book right now? Yeah, baby.
You better.
Yeah, exactly. So chapter one is going to be find your passion, spirit, and purpose and connection. And that we're going to be going into the doctor's way. And then chapter two is going to be talking about life mysteries. Ooh, my life mysteries. So really working from that whole thing of like, and I love that. And one reason we're just taking our time with chapter one and two, because it's, it's just like a lot of books out there that really help you when you've got these formulas and things, just making sure we really understand where we're coming from the get-go with all these things. And we all can be on the same page and, look at yourself and be able to be in a reflective place of just like, where am I with all these different ideas? And how do I already use them or not use them? And where would I want to step into that now that I understand it from being able to go that? And I love the whole thing about life mysteries and stuff. It reminds me of, I did that one interview with Mark Nepo, and I really appreciate how you talk about questions. And that's one thing that Mark always talked about, because he said questions are the doorways to the soul that really help us to expand in ways we can't even know. And it's It's that unlimitedness when we start asking questions instead of thinking we have the answers. And spirit kind of rubs their hand together, go, oh, good, I can do something with this. This is great. We're asking questions. So that's something that's really great with that.
May I ask a question?
Yes, please.
So, Anna, how has this book coming through you, what is the greatest lesson for you with this book?
Oh, God. You asking me a very deep question. Before I'm going to answer, I'm just going to say this book is, and all the material in this book is actually also very much empowering and helping people when to leave the mysteries of life and when to solve the puzzles. And what I mean by that is when you need a little more feelings, when a little more logic and common sense. It's like a recipe. Do I need 2 eggs or 3 eggs for this particular cake or cookie or whatever that may be? More sugar, less sugar. Because that is one battle that we all challenge with. It's very hard. Sometimes we get very emotional and we don't use common sense. Sometimes we're just very detached and don't hold, accountability for certain things or ownership. So we're very logical and cold. And it goes to extremes. So this book is actually giving us some really good foundation for that as well. I've read the book numerous times because I was looking even going back again, checking for things and kind of doing a quality control on it. And every time I've gone back and every time I read, it's like I really became very moved by it. Mm. It's not a place of egotistic or it's actually humility. And I cried several times just reading chapters in the book, and I said, oh, my God. Because I don't want to give it all away, but I'm talking about some very special people that I met in my life when I was a teenager. And at that time, they didn't have such an influence on me, but later on, I understood what they represented and who they were and what, in the big picture, what it meant to me. So it just was very, very much honoring these people, feeling their gifts in my life, and that's what I want to share with the world, because there's just so much that I learned from them, and there is just no the book is not telling you what's right or what's wrong. It's giving you that free flowing of that choice that is really belongs to you, and it's just impactful to your life. And I think that's what I walk away with, of knowing that there is something for everyone, not everything for everyone, and not everything people are going to relate the same or the certain people, but there is something for everyone, whether you're a teenager, 18 years old, that you just, you just went to college and you're just moving into your first dorm, or you're perhaps a retired person that's really trying to find something in the midst of, kind of empty nesters or whatever that may be, and also in between, a single mom, a single dad, a career woman, a professional, a housewife, a young woman who just loves to date and, really wants to find the right mate for herself, dealing with children, parenting, you name it, something you'll walk away with that's going to resonate with you and something that's going to really... It's something that's going to change in your thinking and not necessarily transform you, but you're going to think a little bit differently. When you think and ask different questions, you are not only more comfortable with yourself, but you're finding answers that before perhaps you never even dared to ask or never even, never went there. I mean, you just never went there.
Yeah. It's like, well, that's one thing, too, that we've talked about on the show before about, questions are really just, the soul loves to be curious and loving it from a level of curiosity. So, this is just an invitation to really be engaging with yourself in such a, and like I said, a sweet way that, I wrote in the promo for this, the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to fill your bowl and satisfy the soul. Okay. And there we go. So just really want to, jump on and we'd love for everybody to be joining us here in the Cafe Book Club. Again, going to the transformation-cafe.com and being able to go ahead and pick up the book, Passion, Spirit, and Purpose by Anna Weber. And Anna, I just hope that you'll be able to jump on and be a part of all these shows. It'd be wonderful to have your insight and just your sharing with with all the Gifton chapters and just enriching us with just such your wisdom that you have. We just want to, and I thank you for writing the book. I'm looking so forward to where we're going to be in September.
You.
Can you believe it? We'll be in September pretty quick. That's kind of a shocking thing.
I know. But, and September is my birthday, 16th.
Ooh, well, definitely.
But, you know, I want to add something, young ladies. I think it's quite important. If anyone has any type of hesitation or need clarification, by all means, they can email me, anna@annaweberdoxa.com. Anytime, I respond probably within 24 hours or less. And I really want to be there for people because, again, this is something that perhaps felt very familiar, very much at home for me. But to other people might be quite unfamiliar and quite, you know, questionable. So if any questions or anything, please feel free to reach out to me anytime. And I'll be glad to be there for, you know, with answers and perhaps just, you know, more light, you know, shining a light on the book and the purpose of this book.
Oh, thank you for that, Anna. Yeah. And again, with the Transformation Dash Cafe, if you go to the website, there's also going to be places to be able to inquire or have any kind of questions or comments. And let us know how you're enjoying the book. We really look forward to that. You know, even though we're starting chapter 1 and 2 next week, if you get it and want to go ahead and just start making comments right away, love to have that. And again, if you want to join us live, you know, on Tuesday nights, Pacific time here at 8:00, we'd love for you to join us as well. So thank you, Anna.
Thank you so much, ladies. It's been wonderful.
Okay, we just start this journey, boy. That's for sure.
Yeah, we you know what? Come to think of it, 10 years ago we didn't know each other, and we didn't know this is going to happen. So look how life is so full of unexpected.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's why you got to go with the flow and really bless the people who come into your life, who really, you know, are basically influencing your life in such a positive fashion.
Oh, and we're looking forward to the adventure. So we'll see you next time at the beginning of this book, and we'll join you again with the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.